Welcome to the podcast version of Like It or Not with Michael Lane, which airs on smacktongue.com. And now, here's your host, Michael Lane.
Like It or Not with Michael Lane, that is the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Smack Tongue Radio is the station. And I'm so glad that everybody from all around the world has been tuning in. I got to give much love to my peeps down in Ireland. I have to give much love to my peeps down in the UK. I have to give a shout out to Barakat from Nigeria. Much love to you, brothers, and everybody. Thank you, everyone, from all around this great, big, beautiful world of ours for listening to this show and spread the word. And I'm sure you guys spread the word about this one. I've been telling you guys about this moment, and this moment has finally arrived. I am so glad and so happy to say that the time has finally arrived. Let me tell you guys something. I didn't express this on the show, but when I first heard this young talent's voice, I said, oh my goodness. I had to pause, and I tell you, this wonderful singer, I just kind of like snuck it on you guys. Remember that premiere? And I've received calls from all around the world saying, who was that? Can you say her name again? Can you say this? Can you say, who was this? How can I vote for this song? And it was a song called 12 AM. It went all the way to the top, all the way to number one on the top 20 indie music countdown. We're going to hear more of her music after this interview. As soon as this interview is over, you will hear two great songs, including 12 AM, from this great singer we're going to bring up. First of all, let me give a very special love shout to Peace Spell Entertainment. Much love to you, bruh. Much love to the whole organization. And they are doing it big time. And this is one of the great reasons why. It is my honor and privilege to present to you one of the favorites of Smack Tongue Radio, one of the favorites of this show, the beautiful, the gifted, and the talented Sky Collette. Welcome.
Aw, thank you so much. That was an incredible intro. Thank you.
I thank you so much for coming on to the show. It's been a long time, but I'm going to tell you something. It is an honor to have you on the show. You are a very, very gifted talent, and your future is so, so bright.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. That's like really huge. Thank you.
Now, let's get it started. Are you from the City of Angels?
Yes, sir. So, originally, I grew up in the South, and I actually moved to L.A.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, you know, I guess you could say I'm a hybrid of the two.
So yes, you got a taste of the gumbo and Hollywood, or the filet mignon, yes, if you will.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's funny because even though, like, I'm from the South, like, you know, I love Southern hospitality. You know, like, the people are really nice. And when I moved to L.A., it was awesome because, like, I adapted really quick. You know, like, it was very easy for me because I'm a very, like, fast-paced person. So, and see, the thing is, like, L.A. is not as fast-paced as New York, but it's way more fast-paced than Alabama.
Right.
So, you know, I fit in. Everybody's, like, laid back. It's, like, really good energy. Anybody who's interested in moving to New York or visiting, visit New York too, but LA, you definitely should go.
Don't forget that either.
Yeah. The weather is awesome. And, you know, it's just very laid back. Like, you're going to be able to get a lot of stuff done. It's great for networking. So, because before I moved to LA, I used to go back and forth and travel to LA a lot.
Oh, so wow. You
definitely, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes.
You know, you have to, if you're serious about it, you need to be around the right people. You need to learn the right information. Mm-hmm. You need to invest in yourself as an artist, because if you're not going to spend money on yourself, then who's going to spend money on you?
Absolutely. Words from the wise. I tell you, now, how old were you when you moved to L.A.?
That's a great question. So the funny thing is I actually moved on my birthday.
Really?
So this is what happened. I had been thinking about moving to L.A. anyway. And like I said, I actually did a show at the House of Blues mm-hmm. off of Sunset.
Wow.
And that was really great. But I got a chance to do that twice before they shut it down.
Right.
So that was a complete honor. And they actually put me on the House of Blues website as, like, they put me on the front page, which was amazing.
Wow.
I didn't think to actually take a screenshot of it at the time. Mm. I think I was just so excited that it happened. But, long story short, yeah, I just kind of stepped out on faith and, like, left. That was, like, a birthday present to me, just getting up and go. And I actually drove from Alabama to L.A. It took me about 2 days. I had to, you know, stop in Texas and kind of rest. But, yeah, took me about 2 days, and I arrived on my birthday. So
that was pretty
awesome. Yeah.
And
I know. And everybody was like, you weren't scared? I was like, no. Because I just believe in faith, you know?
Yes.
I believe in faith. And God is very essential to everything that I do. So if I'm going to say that I believe in God, then I should have no fear driving across the country.
Look at
I should
you.
Know that I'm going to be okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. That is so beautiful. So, because so many people do say, they say, oh, you know what? I love the Lord. I love me some Jesus. And somebody said, here come a butterfly. Whoa. Ooh, I'm scared. They get scared immediately.
Exactly. And, you know, I just feel like, not to be preachy, but like the Bible says, like, if you're going to listen to the word, if you're going to be here, you should be a doer too. And so I'm a big advocate for that, you know, actually like having that faith, you know. Mm-hmm. And I honestly believe that's why a lot of things have happened, because, like I said, I make sure to acknowledge God in what I do. But also having faith, you know, because it doesn't take a whole bunch of faith. It really doesn't. But you have to have faith in God, and you have to have faith in yourself. Because what I've realized, a lot of people have faith in God, but they don't have faith in themselves.
Yes, absolutely. You all hearing this knowledge, I'm telling you, this young gifted woman, it's very knowledgeable. You're listening to, yes, Sky Collette. Yes, she is finally here. Yes, you're hearing her.
Thank you.
Yes, Sky Collette. I've been screaming about this on the show for so long, and she's finally here right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Now, not only do you have such wisdom and such strong faith and determination, which is inspiring in and of itself, you have a boatload of talent. And
thank you.
And you know, that talent usually starts at a very young age. You actually was singing a whole lot of songs at the age of 2?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, your wonderful mother said that you learned every word and was singing your heart out at 2. I wouldn't know what to do to have such a strong talent. Did your mother encourage you to pursue singing afterwards?
Well, funny story. So, people were pushing her to, like, you know, make me model when I was young, like when I was, you know, 2 and 5. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole singing thing. And she told me that she wanted to do that, but mm-hmm. she said she didn't want me to grow up resenting her. She saw how, like, you know, Joe Jackson and Michael Jackson and that whole dynamic and,
yeah,
you know, just how, you know, she didn't want to be that type of parent, which I respect, but I also feel like if she had done it, I wouldn't have been mad. It's like... You know, that's ever since I can remember it, that's all I've ever wanted to do. But I kind of knew that my path was going to be a little different. I didn't know how, but I just kind of knew, just because, like, I don't know, it just, I had that insight, I guess. And just because the way that I saw certain people, like, growing up, I just kind of felt like, you know, not that I didn't like them or their music, but I just felt like there was a better way. Yeah. And I'm kind of glad the way that everything is now, you don't have to be famous to have a really good career.
Yes.
Now, it's good if you're famous, but you don't have to be.
Right.
You know, like, there's a lot of people who have thriving music careers, and they're not necessarily a big name, but they still can book a festival, you know? Mm-hmm. And so... It's really in the control of the artist nowadays, not the labels, which is right. Really great.
Right, and yeah. that's a beautiful thing as well, and you're exactly. definitely in control. Exactly. And I love the way you're taking it and you're just grabbing it by the horns.
Thank you.
Now let me say, because around 5, yes, we're talking about 2 years, 5 years old. You never were nervous, because at 5 you were singing in front of a school.
Yes. And so let me explain what happened. So this I've always been kind of, how do you say, like, kind of sure of myself, you know? So growing up, when I was in class, I think I was in choir, and I would just sing. I would actually sing my responses. I was probably really annoying.
Wow.
That's just how much I would sing. And so she decided, yeah, like, we want you to sing. And so the way my school was set up, it was a K through 9, ninth grade. So I was in kindergarten. And I had to sing in front of 2 assemblies. The first one was K through 6. No, K through 6, and then the other one was 7 through 9. So, I had a 7th grade choir behind me. So, yeah, I ended up actually, you know, singing. My mom, she came late, so she didn't get a chance to see it. But I remember my teacher was, like, bragging to my mom, and she was just like, Miss Williams, like, oh, my God, your daughter. Like, she got up there and she sang and she sounded so great, and, you know, she wasn't nervous, and everybody gave her a standing ovation. And
wow,
you know, so I remember, like, hearing her say this, even though I was young, I still remember listening to her tell my mom, because she actually didn't show up till late. But yeah, that, I guess that kind of started my musical journey. And just, I always wanted to be a singer. That was, like, my goal.
Yes.
In life, was to sing. And my mom said, like, every time they would ask me to sing, like, it would take me a minute to warm up. But then after I started singing, you couldn't stop me from singing. I just kept going. And so, but I think it's just, I've always had that love for it. And as a child, I realized that music can change your mood. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was amazing to me because music made me feel good, you know? And so I would listen to songs knowing that I would feel, you know, an incredible feeling just listening. And even though, like, you know, I was like 2 and 5, my mom, you know, she actually liked old school music. My dad was more of the gospel person. and he liked blues a little bit. My mom actually loved, like, old school music. So I actually heard that a lot. So people my age actually don't listen to old school music. So it's really funny because, you know, they're like, oh, you have an old soul. But yeah, so I still listen to, like, Marvin Gaye, you know what I mean? And singers like that, they just really kind of inspire me, you know?
And that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. I'm glad you touched on that because your voice is so mature. I just couldn't believe I was looking at you and seeing, you know, just your young age, being a young lady, but yet you sounded so old school. You have such a great, soulful, deep, soulful, old school voice. And I was thinking when I was listening to you, even though your music is not, it's today, ladies and gentlemen, it has that today pop and feel and just that great soul, but it still incorporates that old school feel. Was that done purposely, or is that's just your style?
Honestly, I think it was a little bit of both. Just because I can't really see myself singing and not incorporating, like, some type of old school. It's just in me. Because, like I said, I grew up listening to more of that than anything. But I respect today's music as well. I know a lot of people kind of bash it. But I respect it because, you know, I might not necessarily like everything I hear, but there's always going to be something that inspires me in today's music. So, for me, I want it to be like a mix, you know?
Contemporary,
but also a mix of, you know, old school. Kind of like how Pharrell is with producing. I guess it's kind of like that. I kind of want to be, you know, in between somewhere.
Yes. Ooh, that's and it's working. I'm telling you, it is working, or else you would not have landed at number one with all these votes from the fans. It was hard keeping up with the counting. It is. Like, man, that song got to hit number one. That song, that got, and you've received 12 a.m. I'm talking about. That song received so much love. Can you kind of take us into your first recording session?
Sure.
Yeah, and how was that experience?
Oh my God. It was amazing. And before I get into it, I just want to say thank you to everybody who voted for me and voted for the song. I really appreciate that, you guys, more than you know, because when I when I do music, like, it's not just a quick thing for me. Like, I really put my heart into what I do. Mm-hmm. So it means a lot that you guys appreciate that. So I just wanted to take the time to actually say thank you. But as far as 12 a.m. recording it, it was phenomenal. Just, you know, I actually recorded it in Atlanta at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was really great. Just, you know, the whole concept, the way it kind of came to me, I just kind of was like in my own zone. And I just wanted to kind of have this this old school type of song. And when I thought of this song, it made me think of Toni Braxton,
yes.
Janet Jackson,
yes.
type of 90s type of feel.
Yes.
And so, especially like the chorus part. And so I was like, you know, yeah, this is awesome. So it just was really great, just kind of recording it and laying it down. And yeah, it took a while just because I wanted to get the essence of it right. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And honestly, I think I had a few records before 12 a.m., but it was something so different about 12 a.m. I feel like when I recorded that song, I really started to emerge as an artist, you know?
Wow. The growth of one Sky Collette. Sky Collette, yes, right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane. I want to ask you, before we jump back a little bit, but I want to talk about a little bit about the future. It's 2019,
sure.
And
yep.
Are you working on some new music?
Of course.
Hey.
Of course. And honestly, I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay.
But as soon as like it's mixed, it's mastered, I will definitely make sure that you are the first person to actually get it.
Yes.
In your inbox.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
That would be beautiful, and then I have to have you back on the show now.
Oh, it would be my pleasure.
Great. So that's beautiful, new Sky Collette. Now, my audience also would like to know, where can they purchase your music now?
Oh, that's a great question. So the great thing is I'm on pretty much every streaming service, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Tidal, it's everywhere.
All right.
Yeah, it's like everywhere. I think it's also like on Google Play. It's everywhere. So, but definitely follow me, you guys. And, you know, if you had any questions or you just wanted to chat, you know, I'm a very, I guess, laid back, cool person. So
yes,
you guys
you
can hit me up.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, you guys can always hit me up. And, you know, I'm very approachable. I feel like sometimes a lot of people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And that can kind of be a turn off. But yeah, I'm cool just like everybody else. And, you know, so I'm not too good to talk to people. You know, I've never been that way.
Beautiful. And, you know, we're going to have, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have, her links on our Facebook page. We will have our links on the Twitter. So if you are on Twitter, if you are on Facebook, listeners, just check after the show. Check the Twitter. Check the Facebook page. Like It or Not with Michael Lane. It's the Facebook page. Check that. You will see. All you have to do is click on those links, and you will go right to the lovely Sky Collette. Okay, so just click that on. We'll have that up there available, and possibly a couple of other links where you can purchase her music, so you can own it. You don't have to just also listen to the show and the station just to listen to her. You can purchase it and listen to it everywhere you go. We're talking to the one and only Sky Collette on LION. And Sky, let's get back now. We're going to talk about you. You know, we're gonna kind of get away from the music for a second and talk about you. Now, what are your hobbies? What makes Sky Collette, just because you're a fast paced kind of woman. So what are your hobbies? What you like to do?
Oh my goodness. So You know, I'm more of a simple, very simple person.
Yeah.
So, like, surprisingly, I'm actually a homebody. Like, really? I think most people wouldn't. Yeah, I know. Most people wouldn't think that. But I like to hang out with friends. Like, if I'm going to go out, mm-hmm. I like to go out with my friends. You know, I would love to see, like, a movie. Bookstores are amazing to me. I'm kind of a nerd, so I like reading. So going to bookstores, I don't know, it just does something to me. Like, you know, it just, I have excitement when I go into a bookstore. I just love, I love just learning new things and acquiring knowledge. So, you know, and I love the beach. So. Hey, if I'm going to go somewhere, I'd rather travel, go to the beach, things like that.
All right. What's your favorite movie?
Lion King.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Just that whole story. I don't know where they came up with that. But that whole story is just, it's amazing all the way around. Just, it has so many lessons in it. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like Simba, my favorite part of it, he wanted to be king so bad. But when he got the chance, like, there was so much opposition in his way.
Yeah.
And, like, he, like, lost himself. And then for a minute, like, his whole thing of trying to be king, it was lost.
Yeah.
You know, and it took him so long to find himself again. And realize that he was meant to be king. It's like the thing that he wanted to be when he was little.
Right.
It took him a minute to get back to that.
Right.
But once he did, everything was restored.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He came back, he fought for it, and the land, everybody was better. Mm-hmm. You know? So I feel like sometimes, for me, this is just something that has helped me throughout my life. No matter what happens, because everybody has a story. And I think sometimes, you know, we forget that we are not alone, that other people go through what we go through. We just don't hear them going through. And we think it's just us. But the beautiful thing about Simba that I think that we need to learn is the world is waiting on us.
Yes.
And so, you know, no matter what I go through, I think about that, and that gives me inspiration. Like, there's somebody waiting on me. I can't stay down too long. And the same thing with Simba. Like, it was like, yeah, he wanted to do his own thing, and he had got lost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had so much hurt, he had so much pain. But
yes.
Pride Rock was waiting on him.
Yes.
You know? And so it's just kind of that concept, like, you have to live your dreams. It's an obligation. It is.
It
you
is.
Know, like, yeah, we get caught up in trying to make a living. We forget that we forget what we were supposed to do, you know, what we always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, especially nowadays, you know, we're empowered to be able to, like, live our dreams like never before. So I'm a big advocate for that. Like, I want people to live their dreams, you know. I really do, because the world is just a better place. And I don't know, it's just like living in Alabama and kind of seeing how some people, they live, they die.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
It's just this crazy cycle. And I was just like, even as a little kid, I was like, I'm not going to be like that. Like, I wasn't put on this earth to be like that. So when people are around me, I'm always going to motivate them to be better.
Yes.
I'm always going to encourage them to be better, because we should be striving for greatness, you know? So that's just how I feel.
And I'm going to tell you, I feel motivated now even more talking to you. You are so awesome.
Oh, thank you.
This awesome,
oh my God.
This awesome woman you're hearing right now is Sky Collette. And believe me, she has her energy is feeding off with me, and I know you all are feeling it right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Sky is the correct name because you got us lifted all the way up to the sky with your presence and your beautiful, beautiful words of encouragement. But you know, there's more than just 12 a.m. You know, you have Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. You have 4th of July. What is Sky's favorite song from Sky Collette herself?
Oh, my God. So every song that I do, like I said, is kind of like a piece of me. So, you know, I'm always going to love every song differently.
Yes.
But
yes.
I will say that out of all of them, Hey Big Spender and 4th of July. 4th of July is probably the number one, only because when I was writing that song, it's like I couldn't stop listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most I have ever, like when I recorded it, I just recorded the chorus at first. And I listened to it. I couldn't stop listening to it. It was, like I just listened to it so many times. And every time I listened to it, I felt something.
Yeah.
And it was just something about it. And I was like, okay, this song, because like I told you, when I was little, I realized that music can make you feel something. And so when I create music, I guess that's really what I'm looking for. How does it make me feel? You know,
yes.
And so it gave me that feeling, like, even if I wasn't in love, it gave me that feeling, like,
yes.
Like that euphoric feeling, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so I was like, yeah, like, this is something. So, yeah, like, every time I hear that song, it has me in my feelings, I guess.
Yes.
And, Hey Big Spender, like, it was just something about that. I remember talking to the producer about it, and you know, thankfully I was able to actually co-produce that record with a friend of mine.
Beautiful.
And thank you. Yeah, we actually co-produced Diamonds Are Girls' Best Friend and Hey Big Spender.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just awesome because we actually sat in his living room and created the sound together.
Wow.
And it's like when he, you know, he would actually do certain things and I was like, nah, that's not it. We need to add this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just great. Just, you know, so I actually had a hand in creating it from start to finish. And honestly, ideally, I would love to have all my songs like that just because it's more authentic,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, yeah.
So that was a great, great process. But yeah, for that reason, I feel like those two really are special to me, but mm-hmm. all my songs are special, you know, but those two are like my top two right now.
Oh, wow. And it was, you know, it was hard for me to even really to do that. It was very challenging for me to think like, okay, which is my favorite? And I feel the same way you do. It's like each has such a special feel, whether it's 4th of July or 12 a.m. It's just
Because honestly, like I a lot of times I don't listen to my songs, like, because only I feel like only really conceited people listen to their songs every day. So it's rare that I listen to my music, but when I do hear it, like I heard 12 a.m. like what, maybe like a month ago, and like when I heard it again, I was just like, man, this is good. Because like the music is so real, like it reminds me of like old school, how the music just drew you, music drew you in.
Yeah.
And it gives me that, you know.
Absolutely.
And the funny thing is, the melody, this is a little secret, but every song that I pretty much like write, I also write the melody. So when I talk to the producer, I'm like, hey, this is the melody of the song. And so they create the song around that. And so that, yeah. So the part where that part right there,
right.
Like that's the melody. And like I gave him that. So that's how we crafted the song.
Oh my goodness. That is so beautiful and it is organic. I mean, it's just like coming from the pipes herself, from the mind. It's like, hey, look, bam. And all of this beauty surrounds it. It's just, and then to put that cherry on top is that gorgeous voice. Just the feel. See, the thing is, there's a lot of people that sing songs. And there's others who feel it. And you can just feel what you sing. You sing it with such soul and emotion in each and every song. I don't care if it's upbeat, but your voice just knows how to adjust with every tune. Some people are not aware of that. Are you aware of that? Are you aware that, or you say, okay, I'm going to attack it this way, or it just flows out?
Honestly, wow. That's a great question. I think I've never really just thought about it. I just kind of try to flow with the music, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. But that would be kind of cool if I did think about it like that. Like, yeah, I'm going to attack it this way. But I think now I'm starting to think more like that. But for the most part, before I was just kind of flowing, you know, just like, oh, yeah. But I will say with Hey Big Spender, I kind of, because by the time I made that record, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to, this is how I want to sing this. And yeah, so the thing is, like, as an artist, you're always growing. And so every record, you should be like getting better, learning more. And so I just feel like by the time I created that one, I just kind of was like, okay, yeah, I kind of want to sing it like this.
Right.
I want it to sound like this. So, yeah, I think by the time I got to that record, I was thinking about this is how I'm going to attack it more.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. The wonderful Sky Collette. Yes, Sky Collette right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane. On Smack Tongue Radio. And Sky, you know, on this show, you know, a lot of shows, they give shout outs. Hey, give shout outs.
Yeah.
Hey, give shout outs. But over here, we give love shouts. So, do you have any love shouts to give?
I want to give love shouts to, like I said, everybody who's listening, who actually voted for my music. Also to my manager. He's the real MVP.
Yes, sir.
and also to you for having me on your show, because, you know, you didn't have to take out the time to actually do that. And so it's greatly appreciated.
That's what's up. Thank you. And it's an honor. It's a big time honor to have you on the show. And I'm telling you, with your drive, your determination, your mind, your spirit, not only is it going to take you to new heights and beautiful success, but it's going to also motivate others. And you are a special kind of talent, because it's one thing to keep us entertained, but it's another thing to keep us entertained and inspired. And just from your wonderful personality and your great mind, and it just all comes together with your great gifts. And you have really, really, really made a mark here in this whole music industry. And the scary part is you're just getting started.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Like, oh my God, you have no idea. Just hearing everything that you're saying is thank you. I really appreciate it more than you know.
Well, Sky, now we did talk about future music, and we mm-hmm. did talk about you coming back on the show. So here we are. We're going to make a Scout's Honor. You're coming back to the show?
Of course. Yes, sir. Of course.
Beautiful. I love and I thank you, Sky.
Aw. I love and thank you, too. And like I said, I'll definitely be back. I'm so grateful you guys have me on. And definitely, like, follow me on all social media platforms. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, like, everywhere. And it's at Sky Collette Music. That's SKYCOLETTE. That's two T's and an E, music. So it's Sky and then Collette, COLETTE, music, okay? And I look forward to, like, you know, talking to you guys and, like I said, I'm very approachable. You know, don't be afraid. And yes. Thank you again, Michael. You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. And you heard her, world. Please don't be afraid. And she's a real, real genuine person. And I'm so glad to have met her. Ladies and gentlemen, Sky Collette.
I've got, I want you. could run to air. You made this house a home. I will be here whenever you go or run or need me to. Don't want nobody else. The love we give, the love we make. It's deep, it's deep, it's deep, it's deep. It's real, it's real, it's real, it's real. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel, how you feel. Give it to, give it to, give it to me.
Oh yes, you're listening to Like It or Not with Michael Lane right here on the Smack Tongue Radio, aka SmackTongue.com. You just heard the wonderful Sky Collette with 4th of July. Prior to that, you heard her number one smash. Oh yes, I love this song. 12 a.m. And I love you, Sky. Oh, don't you all love her? She is so positive and talented and bubbly and just a beautiful young lady. Hey guys, you know you guys can vote for her songs and many songs that are played here on smacktongue.com. okay, here are the many ways you can reach me, and you can vote. You can vote as many times as you like and as many songs as you like that's played here on this great network. Don't forget, click Smack Tongue Radio. When you hit the homepage, click Smack Tongue Radio. It'll take you right there. Scroll down, press play, and enjoy Smack Tongue Radio. We have great music there, including the lovely Sky Collette. And here's how you can vote. You can type out as many songs as you like on my Facebook page, facebook.com/likeitornotwithmichaellane. You can also go to Twitter. My handle is @TeamLionShow. That's T-E-A-M, M as in Mike, L-I-O-N, as in Nancy, S-H-O-W. Also on Instagram, @likeitornotmike. Don't forget to follow me there too and show your support. And how about the email? You can also email a brother. likeitornotwithmichael@smacktongue.com. Like it or not with Michael. That's M-I-C-J. smacktongue.com. okay, so please don't hesitate. Show your support, spread the word about the show, spread the word about this station, and continue to support as the hits get bigger. Okay, and again, shout out to the lovely Sky Collette and also my dog Peace Bell Management Entertainment, my dog Patrick. Love you all. Feel me? That's L-I-O-N for you. You feel me? We got the great stars, the indie music, the indie stars, and we have you. Maybe sometimes me.
We hope you enjoyed the Like It or Not with Michael Lane podcast. Catch the full episodes on smacktongue.com. United we stand.